This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
At least for much of the week, we just have prices under pressure. If you were looking for fireworks, you certainly got the excitement. But from a farmer's perspective, seeing prices of cheese and milk powder under pressure is not good news. Of course, it means lower milk prices. And the big question this week is why? What changed over the weekend? And the biggest shift out there is this understanding that the demand environment is weaker than I think most people expected. The impact of the Fed raising interest rates appears to be real. The economy appears to be slowing down. Our supply chains that have been tight for basically since the entirety of the pandemic are starting to loosen up as well as consumer purchases slow, and dairy appears to be being caught up in that.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter in Batavia, New York.
Tuesday.
Do you know anything about the water under your land? David Hart is with us today, a hydrologist with the State Geological Survey in Wisconsin.
So what is groundwater? We're most familiar with groundwater right as it's coming out of a well, but where did it come from? What did it look like on its way to coming out of the well? That water that fills the cracks, fractures, and other voids in the geologic materials, the sands, the gravels, the rock beneath the Earth's surface. And, you know, we often think about, oh, we're standing on solid ground. It's not 100% rock. It's not 100% mineral. There are spaces between that rock. So, and those spaces are filled in by groundwater.
So why do we care about groundwater?
Well, it's drinking water for 70% of Wisconsin residents, and I have not done the analysis, but I'm pretty sure it's a higher percentage of dairy farms, you know, have wells, depend on wells for production.
Wednesday.
We're talking with Eric Paulson of Virginia State Dairymen's Association at the Virginia Dairy Expo. Eric, it's great to be here.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. We're here in Rockingham County in Dayton, Virginia. So we have about half the dairy farms here are in Virginia. And here, you're sitting here, we can probably see about 25 dairy farms from where we are right now. So it's good to be able to hear right in the heart of dairy country.
Let's talk a little bit about Virginia State Dairymen's Association. Tell us about the checkoff dollars, how it comes to them. Is it a voluntary checkoff or how does it work?
Yeah, this is what we call a set-aside program. So it's completely voluntary. And what it is, it's based on milk prices. We're one of the few organizations so that when milk prices rise, dues rise. But when milk prices fall, they also fall. So a lot of other organizations are a straight 15 cents or whatever it may be, 100 weight. So this way, the dairy farmers set up that way so that the organization also has some skin in the game, if you will. So we thrive when the dairy farmers thrive and vice versa.
Thursday.
Countries that import beef into this country and then is sold in retail. And unfortunately, the consumers are none the wiser as to what they're purchasing. And the price difference, of course, is not reflected because they don't even know the difference between the USA and other countries. So what we would love to do is to, of course, have it be mandatory that the retailers and the distributors would have to let their consumers be aware as to which country it originates. But if that's not going to happen, at the very least, the National Dairy Producers Organization looks at it as, well, there should be a voluntary label that if a retailer would like to differentiate it on his own, they could then specify which country, of course, from the USA that it's from. So we provided that through the National Dairy Producers Organization. We've had that available for some time. It is a trademark. If you go to our website, nationaldairyproducersorganization.com, there's a link there that you'll be able to see the actual seal and the trademark and all of the paperwork that goes with that. But we find it of much value.
Friday.
We all know that we need to cool dry cows because its impact on health of the cow, milk yield in the next lactation, and of course the calf itself. But what about those pregnant heifers? We want to be sure that we are going to cool our dry cows and our pregnant heifers in the same situation. To do that, move these pregnant heifers into the dry cow pen, of course, assuming that there is cooling occurring in that pen as well, because there are significant losses in terms of milk yield, cow health, and calf performance as well. Another interesting thing, we looked at the data compared to older cows, and it appears that a mature cow responds somewhat differently than heifers. When we looked at size of calf and perhaps the size of the heifer, the dry matter intake, and maybe heifers are more heat tolerant, make them slightly different, but they still respond very positively.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.